Ladies, gentlemen, geeks of all ages, you are now entering BJ Shay's Geek Nation. Welcome.
Yes, welcome to BJ Shay's Geek Nation. I am the Reverend Infuego. Across from me is Vicky Barcelona.
Hello.
Show's namesake, BJ Shay, is on assignment. He was fishing for board games last week. Maybe he's still fishing for board games. But running the boards is Joey Dees.
He's plundering the pirate's chest.
Wow, so he's gone from fishing to piracy.
Yes.
Very interesting turn of jobs there. And on today's show, we will talk about Archer, because the season is finishing up and Vicky is on the ball there. We might get to that more.
More.
But of course, we also got the Geek Sheet with Vicky B. Vicky, how can people get a hold of us?
He's not on the ball. Phrasing, oh. Man.
Okay.
Get a hold of us. Danger Zone. Get a hold of us via our website, bjgeeknation.com. It's going to have our blogs, podcasts, and more.
More.
Or just, you know, search BJ Shay's Geek Nation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, and the Odyssey app.
Yes. So many ways to get a hold of us. Give us those 5 stars, those upvotes. I don't know, whatever the hell you have. Sometimes there's a thumbs up. Sometimes there's a star. Whatever. However which way you catch us on your pods. Give us a like, give us a little bit of text, or you can just contact us and give us the kudos. Do appreciate that on all the social media or bjgeeknation@gmail.com. Vicky, Archer is getting close to the end of this season.
Season 12.
And they're doing another season after this as well, right?
Yes, at least on IMDb, it looks like we have one coming out next year.
Nice, nice.
So for those who don't know, Archer was supposed to end on season 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, I remember they made that announcement. They're like, we're ending after season 10. And they didn't.
No, they did not.
For those who don't remember, Archer, so he went into a coma on like season 7, at the end of season 7, and then proceeded to spend 3 years in a coma in his head.
And that's when they got into all the weird seasons.
I love them.
It was very strange, and it's kind of where I tapped out. Like, I'm like, they're getting very strange with this, almost like what if episodes.
Kind of. So it's interesting because I rewatched it. It's my comfort show right now. I switch around comfort shows where I'll start from the beginning and play it in the background. And I realize that a lot of the stuff within the dreams are stuff that has either happened or mentioned.
Really?
Beforehand.
Okay.
So you have in season 8 is Dreamland, which is where he's like an old school detective. And in the season before that, he was a detective in California. And then in the following season after that, season 9, it was Danger Island. And he is a pilot with an eye patch, which if you remember a few seasons before that, he ends up running away and he ends up being a pirate king. And his mom doesn't know this. She thinks he's just missing. Sends Rip Riley to go in and save him. So Rip, whose voice is, I'm always blank his name on his name. He was the Tick.
Oh, Patrick Warburton.
Yep, he was Patrick Warburton. He had a plane named Lucy Goosey, which is the name of his plane in the season. He eventually gets stabbed in the eye with a spoon, so he has to wear an eye patch. So it's stuff like that. You're like,
okay, yeah.
Like, if you ever have a dream, you're like, why did I just dream of that? Oh, yeah, because I was talking about that yesterday. That's like after watching, you're like, okay, all the references. Season 10 is Archer 1999 when they're in space. You know, TV's Michael Gray makes an appearance because he did make an appearance beforehand. It's all so that made me enjoy it even more so. So season 10 was he gets out of his coma. Very end, last episode, he's out of his coma. So season 11, last season, was all about him getting back in the field, how everything's changed since the 3 years he's been in his coma. And it was fine for what it was. You get some pretty cool guest appearances like Simon Pegg.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
He was in like 2 episodes. You know, Lana's now married to like a bajillionaire.
Wow.
Yeah, their kid is in a Swiss boarding school. Barry is a good guy now.
What?
Supposedly. We'll see.
Barry's never a good guy. Nope.
Well,
I don't like this.
He's their buddy now. Like, you got to watch it. Like, it's good.
Okay,
my favorite episode was the last episode of last season, which is where they go to Antarctica and they save the world. Like, literally the entire world.
Oh, wow.
And they were actually on top of the world. While he was in the coma, they made a lot of money because he was their biggest expense. He's back, and now they're broke. Season 12 starts with them being broke and trying to, like, they just saved the world and they're not getting any recognition. So how are they going to save ISIS, which is no longer ISIS. They're actually still working on a new name because they're like, we need to rebrand ourselves. Like, let's find new work. And it's just them going on different missions while trying to make a new name for themselves. And I love a lot of, like, most of the seasons, like, a lot. The other ones I like. So I should probably put it that way. There's not a season I hate. This is probably at least my top, in my top three season, like, of all the seasons they have. This has just been, all the episodes have been super fun. The last episode that I watched, so as of right now, there is one episode left, and it's coming out this Thursday.
Oh, okay.
I have not seen the very last one, episode 7, which is called Cult Express. The last one I saw was episode 6, called Dingo, Baby, etc.
Dingo ate my baby.
Yeah. And it's based on Archer has to go on a mission where he has to go kill an assassin named the Dingo who's trying to assassinate somebody.
Oh, okay.
And it's a whole episode of a flashback. That was his very first mission, was trying to prevent the Dingo from assassinating somebody. And they do the flashback and you see his original mentor, who was voiced by Bruce Campbell.
No.
Yes, and they have the character look just like him. And he has very Bruce Campbell-esque, you know, personality, which, I mean, Bruce Campbell, Archer, kind of the same, you know, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it was fun, because you got to see, like, a different side of Archer. Because you know him as just being a jerk, and he does have his soft spots and his moments, but you really see, you know, maybe something to do with his first love.
Oh, wow.
And what happened there. And the episode before that, Shots, was just freaking a mess. It was so awesome. They go out and party for the first time, and they go on a Pam Page.
Pam Page. I love Pam.
Which, oh my gosh, she's my favorite.
She's probably my favorite, too.
It involves psychedelics, lots of drinking, a automatic lube machine, monster trucks.
Man, you watch some weird cartoons. Between that and, like, Harley Quinn.
Oh, Harley Quinn, Big Mouth, Crossing Swords.
Yeah, love the dirty cartoons.
They're dirty, but they're very well done.
Yeah.
Still funny. It's not gratuitous for the sake of being gratuitous.
No, yeah, but it's still very adult humor. So be careful when you're watching around your kiddos.
Yeah, definitely. Funny enough, my little
My
little brother loves like Archer. There's a commercial that would pop on where it was just literally him like running into stuff or whatever, and it was just like, ah.
Okay, yeah.
And he would just cackle every single time he heard it. He just thought it was funny. So he didn't actually watch the episode, but he thinks Archer is funny.
All right, fine. You're not a terrible sister then.
I mean, he did very much like the boys.
Yeah.
He was a lot littler. He didn't have much. Yeah, he didn't get it.
Yeah.
He didn't understand it.
Probably for the best.
It's not happening now. He's like a sponge and he's saying all the words.
Yeah, watch what you say then.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on from that, thank you, Vicky, on that. You'll have to let us know how the next season is going as well once that comes around.
Or even the finale.
Exactly. Nintendo. The Nintendo Switch has been very interesting because they've just announced that they're doing a bunch of expansion on online games. So with the Nintendo Switch, you can go to their store and you can get some of the old retro games. And these are focusing on Nintendo 64 games that they're releasing or have released, depending on when you're listening to this, and also Genesis games. So they do have a bunch of these Sega Genesis old school games. IGN put out a list, and here is a quick rundown of what you can get on your Nintendo Switch, including Super Mario 64, Mario Kart 64, which a lot of people, that's where they started with their Mario Kart adventures, Star Fox 64, Yoshi's Story, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, Win Back Covert Operations, Dr. Mario 64, Sin and Punishment, Mario Tennis 64, Banjo-Kazooie, Pokemon Snap, which was the Pokemon where you take pictures, Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, Kirby 64, The Crystal Shards, Mario Golf, Paper Mario, and F-Zero-X. On the Genesis side, they have Castlevania Bloodlines, Contra Hardcore, C-O-R-P-S, like the corpse, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, Echo the Dolphin, Golden Axe, Mean Bean Machine I think was a puzzle type game, kind of like Dr. Mario.
Still fantastic
name. Yeah. Golden Axe, Gunstar Heroes, Phantasy Star 4, which is a phenomenal RPG, Ristar, Shining Force, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Streets of Rage 2, Musha, M-U-S-H-A, Phantasy Star 4, Shinobi 3, and Strider. So if you want to get some of those retro games out there, that is something that you can pick up and have some fun with. And now It is time for
The Geek Sheet with Vicky B.
All right, Vicky, what do you got for us?
So I found this article a couple of weeks ago, and I've been meaning to bring it up because I love these. I love when you point out things that are common knowledge, but you never really made the connection.
Okay.
For example, this article is about people sharing the actors that delivered iconic performances as both villains and heroes. Not necessarily in the same film.
Okay.
But they're known for playing this iconic role. You're the bad guy. But also another iconic role where they're the good guy.
One that I know will not be on this list, but is a personal favorite of mine. Josh Brolin as Cable and Thanos. And I seriously doubt that they'll be on there because I don't know if they consider Cable a good guy. But, I mean, he is. He's the best guy in my
heart. He was definitely a villain, right? At least at the beginning.
Well, yeah, he started off
anti-hero?
Being that.
Anti-hero?
Yeah, he's definitely an anti-hero like all of the 90s characters, really. I mean, when you come down to it. But he's still a hero in my heart. And he becomes a hero later on in the comic books. Don't worry about it, people.
Got it.
I mean, he's like a Deadpool. Definitely an anti-hero.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking a quick peek. I do not see him on the list, but that is a good one.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that he would be on that. So this is probably a better list than what I can come up with.
All right. Do you guys have any other ones that maybe are on this list or I can read down?
Just start with one so I can kind of see where they're going with this one and see if they're like
literally. Start at number one or start at the end?
No. Start at the end. I just kind of not want to know, like, even with like their last place, like where they're going, like whoever wrote this, what their idea is.
It's more or less, I think it's just, I don't know if it's like number one is the number one best one. I think it's just a list of ones that people have written in about.
Okay.
So I'll start at the end just for funsies.
Okay.
But I don't remember how to pronounce his last name. Daniel Kaluuya. He was in Get Out. I almost said Us, not right.
Oh, okay.
He was in Get Out and he was in Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's right.
So it says he played both the scariest on-screen psychopath and real-life hero Fred Hampton. So I think he was, I forget what movie that was, but I have not seen either of these, but I loved him in Black Panther. I know he wasn't like the main hero because that was Chadwick Boseman, but he was phenomenal. And I mean, you could also say he was a hero in a sense, or he was both the victim and the hero in Get Out, if you have seen that.
Oh, yeah.
But that guy's got some chops, and I can't wait to see what else we see him in.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him in both of those movies, and yeah, exactly.
I'm skipping through some of these because I'm just like, eh.
I don't know these people.
I mean, I do, but I don't know the movies. Like, Angelica Houston, for example.
Okay.
She was the Grand High Witch in The Witches, which I remember being terrified of as a kid, but still watched it.
Oh, yeah.
And then Etheline Tenenbaum in The Royal Tenenbaums.
Okay, yeah. And, yeah, The Royal Tenenbaums is pretty much a mainstay, like, new classic sort of movie. One that I don't really care about.
I mean, I honestly would rather. I mean, because she's not technically a hero. In the Addams Family, she's just the good guy.
She's just a person.
The protagonist, I guess.
Is it bad that I want to say Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 1 and Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 3?
Is it just because he's bad in dancing?
Oh, he's bad.
That is fantastic. It's like, you're a villain. It's like, no, I wasn't. You know why.
You know what you did.
I didn't know this one, but do you guys recognize the name Albert Brooks?
Albert Brooks. Yeah. It does. It really does, but it's not, like, I'm not getting a visual there.
Right. So I don't have a visual either, because the only thing I really know him for personally is he did the voice of Marlin in Finding Nemo and Finding Dory. He was the dad. But he was also Hank Scorpio from The Simpsons. You know, if you've seen that meme with the guy with the flamethrower, I didn't realize he was a bad guy. I thought he was just a guy with a flamethrower.
That's funny, yeah. He's a parody of the British billionaire Richard Branson. So, yeah.
That makes sense.
Rich guy, usually bad guy when he's, well, I mean, it's like literally with a flamethrower, so yeah.
next man, he's a very memeable man. Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I wonder where they're going with this. So I think they're going to go National Treasure for the hero.
Mm-hmm.
And for the villain.
Side note, I didn't remember because I saw that movie in theaters. I didn't remember his name was Benjamin Franklin Gates.
Yeah.
Yes.
I tried to watch it recently because I think it's on Disney Plus.
You only watch
amazing,
it for the
Rev.
Memes.
I mean, sure, you guys can say it's amazing.
I didn't say it was amazing. I just said I watched it in theaters. Yeah,
Joe says it's amazing, and you know, yeah, okay, yeah.
Watch it this week, and we'll see.
Where are they going with the villain, though? I'm trying to think. Where was he a bad guy?
I'm thinking Face Off.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow. Castor Troy. That's right. Good call. Man.
I heard, were they thinking of doing a sequel or something?
I heard that, but I think that was just weird Hollywood just rumor chatter. Mill sort of thing. Yeah. He's been playing some very interesting roles. Mandy is one hell of a weird ride, and I haven't watched Pig yet. But basically, Pig is kind of like what John Wick was.
Oh, okay.
But weird. Because it's Nick Cage.
Yeah.
So it's a man who loses his pig and so goes on
a
revenge-seeking thrill ride, as it were. I like that with Face Off, too, which I think would hold up more than National Treasure.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I haven't seen that one in a while.
That was his, like, heyday, too, when he was doing all those great movies.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, he's done some cool stuff in the recent years, aside from weird stuff. Like, he did do Spider-Man Noir in Spider-Man Into
That's
the Spider-Voice.
Right, he was, and his voice was really great. It was perfect for that one.
Exactly. And I forgot about this. He does, in Teen Titans Go to the Movies, Superman. He does the voice of Superman. So he finally got to be Superman because he loves Superman.
Oh, man. Just Google image search Nick Cage Superman to see some amazing costumes and amazing super mullet.
That being said, on Netflix, there is The History of Swear Words where he is the host. It's a fun show. It's just cheesy.
And it's a great way to have your younger sibling possibly learn new words.
I never saw one of these movies, but I do love the actor, not to be confused with Donald Glover, but Danny Glover.
Okay. So the hero has got to be, was he written? No, he wasn't Riggs. He was the other one in Lethal Weapon.
Detective Roger Murtaugh.
Yeah. Is that the one they gave on there? Yep. And so bad guy. When was he a bad guy?
Right. I had no idea.
Danny Glover, was he?
I don't think it's going to be a movie you can guess.
Okay. Then what was it?
It was called The Color Purple.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's the one with Whoopi Goldberg, I guess.
Yeah. It's like a pretty slave, big mainstay. Yeah.
Not slave, but like Black Southern.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot that he was a bad guy in that. I literally haven't seen that movie since.
He was
like
the abusive father.
High school, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, is she really the bad guy in this? Charlize Theron.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
good guy,
I know.
And villain.
Okay, so bad guy, I'd go with Alien. Wasn't she in that one where she sabotages the whole thing?
Yeah. And then she gets squished when everyone's like, run the other way. Yep. And you're like, all you have to do is run the opposite angle of this giant rotating thing.
They never do.
And, okay, not it, but what's your good guy one?
Oh, that was my bad guy. That's what I was.
I thought you had a good guy.
Furiosa.
Nice.
She was, honestly, probably, I didn't even watch the movie, but she was just so captivating in all her images and videos that I did see as the queen in the Snow White and the Huntsman.
That's right. She was. Like, I did see that. Yeah, that was the first one that was with Kristen Stewart and
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, like, I remember watching that one. I didn't watch the second one, but she was the evil queen in the in that first one. And yeah, she was evil. So, yes. I mean, it makes sense because she's the evil queen. Yeah,
she's still
beautiful.
Pretty badass.
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful.
So
in
badass.
Too, yeah.
How about anybody really familiar with Daniel Day-Lewis?
His works? Yeah. I would. Okay, I know this one. Okay. I know this one. Daniel Day-Lewis will be, his hero will be Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. Iconic role.
Is iconic role. And the villain will be, God, is it Billy the Butcher in Gangs of New York?
No, but that is a good one.
Oh, crap.
What's another one that's pretty bloody.
Oh, there will be blood, but I don't. It's about the oil industry, and I don't know anything about that one because I was like, "Oh, it's about the oil industry. I don't want to watch that."
Daniel Plainview was the character's name, but that was a very popular, famous movie when it came out.
Absolutely. I think it won awards. So.
Oh yeah, when I was in high school, my buddy did a parody of "There Will Be Muffins," and I think if you
yeah, will be muffins.
Oh, it was so bad because we were right out of high school, and it was the cheesiest thing ever. And I'm obsessed. I'm still obsessed with this video. It's so bad.
Blueberry, apple, lemon, poppy seed.
If I give you a cookie and you give me a cookie and we go over it. Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. You can Google it. It's really bad quality. He did this like 15 years ago.
Do you know the Muffin Man? You're going to have to send me that link.
Oh my God, it's so crap. How about Lupita Nyong'o?
Okay.
We got an easy one.
She was Okoye.
Oh, by the way, I'll give you a hint. It was in the same movie.
It
was in the same movie. Oh, but of course, she was fantastic in Black Panther.
Are they doing Us?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So because of the twist, the flip-flop. Yeah. So yeah. Okay, that totally makes sense on that, too.
This one's super easy, especially because he doesn't have that many movies that people can list off the bat besides his most iconic ones.
Mm-hmm.
Raul Julia.
Gomez Adams and M. Bison in Street Fighter.
Yes.
I am M. Bison.
Yeah, which, I mean, is unfortunate. So... It was his last movie.
Yeah.
But he wanted to do something for his kids, so it's very sweet on that. But, I mean, it's not a great
movie. He's a phenomenal Gomez, too, and he looks very weird without that tiny mustache. Like, he, honestly, he could rock it. Not many people. Him and, like, Antonio Banderas are the only ones that can rock tiny mustaches.
Antonio Banderas.
How about Denzel Washington?
Training Day is his big bad one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just knew that for sure.
And he has so many movies where he's the good guy, so it's a tricky one. My favorite personal one is Man on Fire, but it's kind of like a Deadpool situation. Where
he's anti-hero sort of thing. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh, I cry every time at that movie.
I thought American Gangster for his bad guy immediately.
Oh, yeah. No, Training Day is so iconic. Yeah. It's gonna have to be that.
Because that's what they're saying. All of these roles are all iconic.
Yeah.
Something like Remember the Titans or something where I don't remember the dude's name. Like, I don't know what they're going to pick for Denzel.
Yeah. I think that's, he's not necessarily a hero because he's not fighting crime, I guess. It's such a weird how they decided to come up with this list. But The Equalizer.
Okay.
But in to be fair, movie, they did say among so many others.
And the thing is The Equalizer really wasn't that great of a movie.
And it wasn't that iconic.
No, I mean...
It gets to a point, there's certain actors, and unfortunately, Denzel has fallen into this, and I feel like Tom Cruise kind of, where all their movies start to kind of morph together and you can't tell them apart.
Mm-hmm.
He has two very distinct careers. One was more, I want to say, not romantic movies, but very big picture, big problem movies where he was for instance, Remember the Titans, big racism movie kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then he has a bunch of action movies. Like, all him playing hard action characters where he's doing shooting or stunts and that kind of a thing.
Yeah, exactly. So it was kind of one of those things where, and he's done so much. Like, he's such a great actor. When I see him in something, A, I know that it's going to be good. And, I mean, there's even, was it like the Book of Revelation?
The Book of Eli.
The Book of Eli, that's right.
One my mom really likes, and it's a very, tug on your heartstrings, drama, sad type movie, is Antoine Fisher.
Oh yeah. Artistic, not romantic.
Artistic.
There you go, artistic. Yeah, that makes way more sense.
Yeah, I knew you didn't mean that. Yeah. There was one called Fences, that's stated as one of his top ones. But yeah, he's definitely done a lot of different ones, but they're all, different titles of movies, so it's not sequel after sequel like a John Wick or anything like that, but they all kind of feel the same.
Yeah, because The Book of Eli and The Equalizer, while both being action movies in a weird way, are very different.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I forgot he was in the Manchurian Candidate. The only reason I know, one, because we recently talked about it, but I also, I've heard that multiple times mentioned on Archer.
Yeah, because it's a total spy trope thing, too. Yeah. And it's along the same lines as something like The Winter Soldier, mm-hmm. Where a certain key phrase will trigger the person to kind of break into their programming. So it's one of those Cold War staples mm-hmm. when it comes down to it. Oh, they've got a spy and they're getting him into the presidency. And now we're going to trigger him and evil will happen.
I totally forgot about the John Q. Do you remember that one?
No.
It's where he's just a regular father and his son really, really needs some sort of surgery or something and they won't take him or whatever because they don't have money or insurance. And he holds up the hospital not a shootout, but he basically is treat my son or bad things will happen.
Oh,
he takes him hostage.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I remember seeing bits of that and I'm like, well, that's just sad. how about Matthew Lillard?
Matthew Lillard, Stu from Scream.
Stuart, yep.
Yep. He was one of the killers in the first Scream.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one that gets stabbed. Yeah, I mean, the movie is for 20, at least 20 years
old. I'm only saying it because Joe had no idea.
I have no idea, yeah.
And also Shaggy.
Yes.
Yeah, Shaggy from all the Scooby-Doo movies.
Oh. Honestly.
Which is one of the most adorable things out there. If you look on a video, there's one where a girl was kind of freaking out and crying at a convention, and he was there. And so he started doing the Shaggy voice.
Aww.
And she just comes up and hugs him.
Aww.
Like, she was having a little meltdown, and it was all over. And he's been... I think he went to Crypticon one year. Yeah. One of the nicest guys I've ever had a chance to just hang out with.
He seems like it. And I've read a lot of memes. And I've seen screenshots of his tweets and stuff. Somebody was giving him compliment. If you look at all the different roles he's been in, they're very different.
Yeah.
He can portray anything. Like, you want to go old timey, you want to go goofy funny, you want to go, you know, campy, like whatever you want, he can do it. Like, what was it, SLC Punk?
Yes, exactly. Good call, yeah.
Oh, that was a good one. Broke my heart, but it was a good one. Robin Williams, he's done so many, but who do you think they picked for hero? And I think villain is going to be easy.
Hero, I feel it's going to be the genie from Aladdin.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one, but
okay,
not
well,
it.
Okay, damn it. So, Joe?
Don't know, because this list is like action-y and
kind of all over the place. Yeah.
Okay, so he didn't do much action.
Yeah.
But what is, quote, the most action-y movie he did? And like more, you know, not
Flubber?
No.
Go home, Joe.
Like, he's actually fighting evil.
Is he fighting evil? I mean, he did fight an evil company in Toys, but no one remembers that movie.
I don't remember that one.
No, it didn't last very long.
I don't.
There is some fighting scenes in this movie.
Where he actually fights?
Jumanji?
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I know,
it's
right?
A good one,
I'm trying to think of it. He's done so many. But
this is a movie that
goddammit, Hook.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone craps on that movie. And like,
it's
a good movie. But it's a good movie. Like, by everyone, I mean critics and stuff. I thought it would be one of those, like, super high acclaimed movies, and everyone craps on it. And I love it, and I feel like everyone has fond memories of that movie.
Totally forgot about that one.
I don't think I've seen Hook.
What?
Yeah. It should be on Disney Plus if you ever get
the
itch.
Go watch it. No, you have to watch it now. That's your homework.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to, don't Google it, but if you do watch it, Glenn Close is in that movie.
And you'll never figure it out.
You'll never figure out who she's
playing.
You'll
never in a million years figure it out.
They do a close-up on her face and everything, and you're not going to know it's her.
Got it.
If you figured out who it is, I'll get a tattoo of your face on my chest. I'm kidding.
No, no.
Yeah, exactly. Wait.
All right, so who is Robin Williams' villain?
1 hour photo.
Cy Parrish, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's super creepy, but it's a really good role. And it's heartbreaking because it's just a man trying to have some human connections and not knowing how to.
It just proves Robin Williams. Like, he was phenomenal at what he did. He did the comedy and the heart, you know, touching stuff really well. But he was freaking amazing.
He could be super
creepy anything.
If you want to do. Yeah, exactly.
This one should be easy. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale as Batman.
Yep.
And as a bad guy. What?
Come on.
This is easy. Yeah.
What is it?
It's American Psycho.
Yes, Patrick Bateman.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I totally just blanked on that.
I forgot, too. And for some reason, in my head, I switched actors, but I'm like, wait, switch them back. It's him.
All right. This one's going to be another funny one because technically it's the same movie.
Oh, okay.
It is Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. Same movie? Oh.
It's kind of a weird... There's like an asterisk
was
to this
he
one.
Beetlejuice?
He was not in Beetlejuice. Because the first one, I'd say either hero or, I guess villain would be Dr. Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture
Show.
Really
a villain? No.
Exactly. That's my whole thing. It's like, where?
Well, he was in Ferngully, but that's no.
He was the smoke monster thing. Yeah, and he was really good in that, too.
Ooh.
He was Pennywise in It, but that was a TV movie. Is that a bad guy? Do they count that?
Not in this one. I think they're just trying to go for the asterisk thing.
Okay.
Do you guys remember the movie Clue?
Yes.
So there was like
the butler.
There was three endings at the end. So they had alternate endings.
Yeah.
That you could watch. So you'd watch the whole movie and then you get the three endings. I remember watching it in my theater class. And so because they're alternate endings, he's both the good guy and the bad guy.
Because, he is a killer in one of them. So it's
That's why
exactly, yeah. So, and you know what? If you haven't, this has, you mentioned, I think, in either an earlier one with, like, Catherine O'Hara and stuff like that. These are some of the best character actors are in this. And it's probably my favorite movie based on a board game.
Oh, okay.
Because there's not a lot of them out there that are very good. But this one was in the 80s and it was phenomenal.
I need to find where to watch
it. I'm kind of afraid to go back and watch it.
It's free on Amazon Prime.
Oh, done.
Ding.
Yep.
Just in case you're curious to see who else is in it, Michael McKean is in it, Christopher Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Catherine O'Hara was in it. I think you're thinking of her in Beetlejuice.
You're right.
But those are some of the big names in it. I'm not really familiar with the rest. Like, there's Madeline Kahn, Eileen Brennan.
Madeline Kahn is, I think she's the one that I confuse with Catherine O'Hara. But
I can see that.
It's such a good movie. And again, like I said, I'm kind of afraid to go back and watch it, but I think I'm going to now that I know that it's on Amazon Prime.
Yep, Prime Video. Hugo Weaving, Agent Smith, and Elrond.
Yeah.
Christopher Waltz from Django Unchained.
And Inglourious Basterds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman, Zorg.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, I was guessing on
Zorg
that.
Zorg from Fifth Element and James Gordon in The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Alan frickin' Rickman.
Oh, yeah, as Snape. Now, is that a bad guy or is that a good guy?
No, technically it's the one from Galaxy Quest.
Oh,
his name was.
Okay, yeah, and then probably Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber.
Hell yeah.
I'm Hans Gruber and I'm Grubin'.
What?
Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
Until next time, stay nerdy.